You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Colorado Rockies. This has been a long, treacherous, painful season for the Colorado Rockies in many ways, injury-wise, and also seems to be a little unrest from the front office standpoint, but it is almost over, and things seem to be settling into an offseason that should be very interesting. So let's get some insight from our MLB.com reporter who covers the Colorado Rockies, Thomas Harding. Thomas, I'm reading some of your coverage, and I'm reading about Carlos Gonzalez and the list. It's like left knee tendonitis a while ago, plus lots of really tough breaks, an appendectomy in January, a benign tumor in his left index finger that had to be removed. He had a left calf contusion, a twisted right ankle, all of this mental stress, all of this physical stress. I just wanted to throw my arms around the guy and give him a big hug. So now that he is officially on the disabled list, I guess this has been, everyone is kind of breathing a sigh of relief from what I can tell from the coverage. Is that accurate? I mean, how are things going in that area?
Yeah, I think it is accurate, and there's even more. You know, his wife had twin babies, and one of them just came home, I believe it was last Friday. So you also had that, where he was spending between the difficult pregnancy and the baby being ill. Gaining the strength to come home. He was spending all his time at the hospital or at the ballpark. So you had that in addition to all the injuries. It's been a tough year. Now, the question I had is, does he come back season? Because if you look at an injury like a left knee tendonitis, it tends to hang around. There have been players, people have been in baseball who've said that's his plant leg that he gets no power from. He's not able to stay on it. So really, everything is moving when he swings, and he really can't even see the ball right now. If it doesn't heal, just go ahead and shut him down for the year, maybe do some sort of advanced treatment for it, and try to get that thing right, then rehab it. That's a question that I think the Rockies are going to have to face with him. I know that there's always a pressure to get a guy back on the field, and, you know, guys are supposed to play the entire season. But if this is a type of injury that maybe it's not debilitating for everyone, but if there are some guys that, you know, the injury, when it's at a really bad spot, it reduces their effectiveness so much that maybe they shouldn't be on the field. It's like if it were the right knee, maybe it wouldn't be as big a problem, but it being his left knee. So the Rockies have a decision to make with that, and Gonzalez has a decision to make. And either way, what he's going to have to do is figure out a routine where he can keep that healthy, because I don't think that injury goes away. Your knee will be sore probably your entire career, but can you figure out a way to make it manageable or to snap it back when it does hurt so that you don't have these long periods of slumps and the disabled list?
You know, it's interesting because you think that, I mean, this is a thing that goes on with a lot of players trying to get back on the field before the season ends, trying to, you know, kind of show them, you know, give them peace of mind going the off season that they're going to be okay. And I don't know. I think that's kind of overblown sometimes, because it really would make absolutely no sense for him to push it and then possibly make things worse just to come back and play in a lost season where there's no chance that they're, you know, with or without him, they're not going to be contenders. So to sort of say, well, my obligation is to be on the field and try to play in as many games as possible and to show that I can do this. I mean, at some point you're like, well, why? Because next year would think would be a little bit more important.
Yeah, you would think it would be a little bit more important. Of course, quite often when you're dealing with teams and injuries and in pro sports, you hear the phrase, "You can't hurt it any worse." Now, I'm not sure that that's actually true, but you know, in the pro sports realm, that's exactly what happens. It's like, if you can get this guy back on the field and have him feel good about himself during the offseason, yeah, there is something to say for that. Now, if he gets back on the field, continues to sink, I don't think his batting average since the All-Star break has hit 200 even, then I don't know that that makes you very comfortable going into the offseason.
Yeah, good point. I find it very hard to believe that this is an injury that cannot be made worse. I don't know that those exist. But, you know, we'll let the medical professionals have their say.
And we're not athletic doctors. It's definitely a different world when you're dealing with that.
Right. We just write about him and criticize him. So, so speaking on players that are trying to fight through injuries, we got some news on Torts Tulowitzki recently. That's not so good. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we'll have surgery on Friday in Vail, Colorado, to repair the torn hip, which the Rockies have known this has existed, and Tulowitzki tried to play through it, and he tried to also come back with it and try to finish the season to give the team a little bit of a lift there. But if you look at it, why not get this thing repaired now? And from talking to him, when he tore the quadriceps tendon back in 2008, his muscle hasn't been the same since. So he actually, if you look at it, you look at the gold gloves, the tremendous highlight level plays, and also all the home runs that he's hit and the runs he's driven in. He's been doing this with really one leg that just simply isn't operating at full strength and hasn't been for years. Yesterday he was saying that he's hoping that this injury, which was the underlying thing beneath the hip flexor strain, hopefully getting this one corrected will solve the leg issue problems. Of course, you know, he had it was scar tissue removed a couple of years ago. That didn't solve things, but what happens is when you have a major leg muscle injury, usually you're never quite the same, but can you get to the point to where you don't keep having related injuries?
So there was a recent team meeting, which I find those you know, kind of funny, because when you see team meeting, then everybody panics or thinks that, like, there's, you know, all this chaos going on within the clubhouse walls. But the message just kind of being to maintain their focus. Have you noticed that has been sort of an issue just with everything that's been happening, all the losing, all the injuries? There seems to be some disconnect between the manager's office and the front office. Do you think that that's had an effect on the players and that they have kind of lost their focus a little bit?
I think actually none of the above. Where the focus is you've got a lot of guys that maybe are backups, maybe are guys who are trying to hang on in the major leagues, and they're trying to prove that they belong here. And sometimes I think what happens is everyone tries to do too much. Everyone loses control of the situations. I mean, I don't see the effort waning. When they're behind, I don't see them just give up the bats and things like that. But some of the things that happen to this team is just a lack of concentration at times, or maybe they're thinking about the wrong thing at a certain time. You look at the road batting average and how poor that is, and that tells me that guys are trying to do too much instead of just hit the ball to the big part of the field. You know, you see innings that they leave a whole lot of runners on base because everyone is swinging hard, trying to maybe hit a 5-run home run because they're down on the road. It's things like that. It's remembering, hey, it's just one pitch at a time. You simply do what it takes to win, rather than try to do everything possible at that moment, which it seems like sometimes happens.
Well, on a happier note, there's a big weekend coming up for Todd Helton, called Retire Helton Weekend. So is this is he going to be there? Is there like a lot of pomp and circumstance surrounding this? I mean, this is pretty much the guy, the franchise guy of all time. So what's in store from that end?
I tell you, it should be a big weekend. There'll be a lot going on throughout the weekend. I believe it's Sunday that they retire his number 17. I don't think he's been to the park since he retired. He didn't want to be a distraction. So it'll be good for him and good for the team to kind of have him show up. Everybody says goodbye to him. It'll be good for him to show up also with his back, which seemed like the last 5, 6, 7 years of his career, the back was in pretty bad shape there. So to have him show up and everybody give him nice honor at the end of it, I think it's a good thing. Also, when you have a season that's gone as dry as the Rockies season, it is yet another reason to come out to Coors Field and watch the team. That's why a lot of times when we see teams that don't know that they're going to be in it, I think the Rockies thought they would be competitive this year. But you see these jersey retirements in honor of the player toward the end of the year. So the year's gone bad, but, hey, there's a good reason to come to the ballpark.
Right. It does boost attendance a little bit. Do you think that he'll ever want to work for the team in a capacity, the coaching or, you know, upper management or anything like that?
I think he would at some point. Right now, I know that he just wants to rest up and kind of enjoy life. He has, he has two young daughters, and he's really enjoying hanging out with them. He's come to like playing golf. And I guess when your back hurts, but you play golf when you want to instead of having to play every day when you have to, then it's an enjoyable experience. And he owns a huge ranch and a huge area, so he's a big hunter, a big fisherman. So he's having a really good time right now. At some point, I've had this discussion with others who don't totally agree with me, but at some point, I believe that in planning a team, whether it's as an assistant GM type or as an evaluator of talent, I think he would be excellent in that because he knows what it takes to be a major league player. He knows what it takes to win, and I think he knows what a major league player goes through, the modern one. And I think he would be a good guy for them to bring on. You know, he brought Walt Weiss a number of years ago as a special assistant to the general manager, and he worked with guys on the field at the major league level and also looked at guys throughout the minor leagues. Vinny Castilla is still doing the same thing. Ellis Burks has come back to the team, and he's doing something similar to that. And if the Rockies can develop that, it would be nice to find a pitcher who has success and was willing to do that also. I think that would be a good thing. Now, I see Todd maybe a little bit higher than that. He's really advising the club on free agents and trades and even more than that. I mean, could he be a club president? I don't know. A lot of that just depends on Todd, though. Right now, I think he's resting and enjoying life.
Yeah, the resting thing and the golf and all the other stuff, the vacations, that gets kind of old. I give him a year. He'll be back in the fold in some capacity.
Yes, I mean, here's a guy who's always been involved in baseball, and you just wonder if at some point, you can only have so many tee times, and the itch comes back to get back to the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll keep our eye on it, and we will be checking back with you in another week or so. So thank you very much, Thomas Harding. Appreciate your time.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.